from the Italian, he groaned and spat noisily on the floor by way of a dignified transition back into taciturnity. A few minutes later, the door opened again, and the second lieutenant was borne in upon its customary official, Zephyr, this time singing out a different tiding. "All right, men, smoke if you want to. My mistake, men. It's all right, men. Go on and smoke. My mistake." This time Anthony had a good look at him. He was young, thin, already faded. He was like his own moustache. He was like a great piece of shiny straw. His chin receded. Faintly, this was offset by a magnificent and unconvincing scowl, a scowl that Anthony was to connect with the faces of many young officers during the ensuing year. Immediately, everyone smoked, whether they had previously desired to or not. Anthony's cigarette contributed to the hazy oxidization, which seemed to roll back and forth in opalescent clouds with every motion of the train. The conversation